You Gave Me Your Word by Jill Isaacazone. Read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandom, Merlin. Pairing, Merlin Mordred. Rating, explicit. Additional tags include angry sex, wall sex, blowjobs, comment fic, clothed sex, unresolved sexual tension, missing scene, remix scene, episode related, episode season 5, episode 11, plot? What plot? / porn without plot. Summary. Mordred confronts Merlin and things heat up fast. Consider this a remix of the scene in 5.11 when Mordred confronts Merlin. Author's note. Written as a comment fic for Fleet. Mordred stood in the corridor, waiting for the sound of familiar footsteps, the soft leather soles that would give him away, make his tread unique. He heard the rustle of cloth as one leg brushed against another, and his arms swung back and forth with the man's stride. In one fluid motion, he leapt into the corridor, grabbed Merlin's jacket by the lapels, and slammed him into the wall. "Why?" he exclaimed, voice husky with emotion. "I didn't tell him." "You gave me your word." "I swear." "Why do you hate me?" "You fear me, Emrys, don't you?" Riled up, so close to Merlin, whom he'd admired from afar, Mordred felt the stirrings of arousal. His cheeks flushed. "You have beguiled them all." "But not you, oh, not you, Merlin," Mordred said bitterly. "Give me a chance," he pleaded, huskily, desperate. Blood rushed to his cock. He was seized with an urge to rub himself up against Merlin. He put one foot between Merlin's, pressing their bodies together and pinning him against the wall. Merlin held up a hand, as if he could push Mordred away by the mere act. But Mordred leaned in and gently placed his lips on Merlin's fingertips, softly kissing, breathing gently. Merlin closed his eyes and Mordred dared to lick a finger. Merlin moaned softly. Mordred did not understand why Merlin was giving in so quickly, but he was encouraged. He moved his mouth over Merlin's first two fingers and sucked. Merlin was panting now, and Mordred could feel his growing erection. He reached down, palming Merlin's breeches. "Let me love you, Merlin." Merlin nodded. Mordred felt dizzy, but he dropped down and quickly worked Merlin's breeches open, freeing his hard cock already tipped with a drop of liquid. Just as he had done with the fingers, he kissed Merlin's prick, then licked, then opened his mouth wide and sucked, working the shaft up and down slowly. He felt Merlin's knees buckle and heard another moan escape his lips. He worked quickly, anxious that someone would round the corner momentarily. Sucking, licking, up and down, he worked Merlin's cock until Merlin plastered his palms against the wall and he bucked into Mordred's mouth. Mordred drank his seed, greedily, as though it were a gift. He released Merlin, and they heard footsteps. Merlin tucked himself into his trousers, and Mordred stood just as Leon and Gawain rounded the corner.
"What's going on here?"
Leon asked.
"Nothing,"
Merlin said. Mordred, painfully aroused, walked off, bumping into the two knights as he went.
The end. Thanks for listening.